Nicole Kidman admits the real reason she signed on to Batman Forever.
And Kelly Ripa risked it all just to have a chat with nature. We gonna dish on that.
Plus, Jason Kelsey's wife, Kylie, honey, makes it clear that she is the big spoon, not the little one. But first,
let's get this started!
Y'all. Well, Eddie Murphy revealed some good old school financial advice he got from the late great one, keep himself, James Brown. Now, check out what Eddie said James advised him to do with his career and cash. Listen to this.
And make sure you get your money, any money you got, and bury it in the woods. And I was like, well, that's buried in the woods. I said, the government gonna take your money if you have it in the bank. The government will take your money.
Get you a piece of land,
you bury that money in the woods.
Oh, my God.
And I said, but can't the government take your land? And he said, well, they won't know where the money is.
Now, y'all know James Brown had that big estate in Augusta, Georgia. We might need to take a trip down there and get the digging.
Get our shovels out.
Okay. Would y'all take James' advice about burying the money, though?
No, because didn't he go to jail for tax evasion?
Yeah, because it's like... There's a paper trail? Like,
yeah.
People that pay you, you know, they know, you know, no.
Yeah, but we got to listen to the Godfather. Bury your money in the woods and go to jail.
They might take the house, but the money will still be buried.
Gary, where do you bury your money?
In the bank.
All right, there it is.
Uh-huh.
There it is.
There it is.
All right, moving on. Nicole Kidman said she did not take the role of Bruce Wayne's love interest, Dr. Chase Meridian, in Batman for the check. No. In an interview with L'Officiel, the actress said, when she signed on for the role, everyone kept asking, why are you doing that? I'm like, because I get to kiss Batman. She also went on to say, most of the work she does is not about the check. So, Gary, would you take a role just to kiss a Superman like Batman? Would you care what actor's under the mask?
Not at all. If there's a check involved, honey, you could be goo-wah-wah, honey, as long as you pay me.
Goo-wah-wah?
Mm-hmm. You don't know him?
I guess not. But also, like, if you just name, like, a superhero, like a super, like, Wonder Woman or Superwoman, or I'm having trouble
Bad
thinking.
Batgirl.
Or Batgirl, and you were to be like, Tanner, do you want to kiss Wonder Woman, Superwoman, or Batgirl?
Halle Berry was Catwoman.
I'm going to say, hell yeah.
If I could have read the Monsters Ball script, and I know that, you know, Billy Bob Thornton is one of the greatest actors of our generation. However, if I would have read that script in advance, I would have been the greatest actor of this generation just to get that role.
Right.
Method style. Well, it sounds like Kelly Ripa is that one friend who you got to keep an eye on during vacation. So during an episode of Kelly and Mark, she admitted that on one of her friend's birthday trips, they rented a boat and got surrounded by wild dolphins.
Ooh.
So she decided to seize the moment and show everyone she knew how to communicate with Flipper and his friends.
What?
I, Kelly Ripa,
I really
jump into the water.
Yeah.
And I go, I know how to talk to the dolphins. So I'm now going, I'm like, I'm going to call them over.
Man, she's about to find out how mermaids are made.
Yeah. That's funny.
Well, her friends yelled for her to get back on the boat because those weren't trained dolphins in the water. And her husband, Mark, was on the boat with her. But let's just say, if your significant other or somebody you liked really hard jumped in the water, would you bring them back to safety or you'd be like, all right, it's been real, see you?
Depends on how we felt that day.
Okay.
I would definitely jump in.
Yeah, it's such a tricky thing because, like, what you don't want to do is put the feeling out there that, like, babe, I don't think you can talk to dolphins. Like, maybe just not right now, maybe just not these dolphins. Like, I fully support you, but maybe we should get back in the boat.
Yeah, let's go where the trained dolphins are.
What you don't want is later on, it's like, you weren't supporting me when I was trying to talk to the dolphins.
Yeah. Not the necro.
That was happens to me.
That's going to come up in all the counseling sessions that you have. Yeah. He doesn't support me.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You took one class.
Tanner, you got the best dolphin voice.
I have the best dolphin voice.
Yeah.
She was like clicking her teeth or something. What is
something
that?
Something like that?
I thought it would be like Dory.
Wait, what?
I think that's like a whale.
Dory from Finding Nemo.
Dory wasn't a dolphin.
But she swam in the water. She communicated with all of them.
The dolphins are like, I got to hit my flipper. Dolphins are like, like
but,
that, right?
But they will understand Dory.
Okay.
And they're sexual predators, those dolphins. You got to watch out for the dolphins.
Brad.
There's mad videos you can Google on YouTube about dolphin sexual assault
on people.
Brad, you did a good dolphin talk. Yeah. Don't let them tell you no different. Yeah.
That's all right. I
understood.
It was a good Dory.
I swam with them before, but they didn't molest me.
Were you in a cage?
No.
They probably went to the HR meeting. Were they like rolled up on you? Were they close on you?
No. I mean, yeah, you hold on to their fin thing.
Did it?
And their arm or something. Mm-hmm. Then you swim.
And then they swam around?
Yeah.
Did you play with their blowhole?
Mm-hmm. No.
Put a little... They don't like that at all.
Why not?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Gary likes his blowhole.
I sure do.
All right, y'all. Well, y'all, Tim's had us all fooled. Her song, Higher, was sampled by Future in his hit song, Wait For You, that also featured Drake. Well, Tim's recently revealed the song was originally a diss. Ooh, here's what she told her fans on X. Maybe now it's time for me to confess that it was always I won't wait for you, but I sang it in a British accent, so it came out as one. It's officially I will wait now, though. I just thought it was funny. Baby, in the words of Gary, folks thought it was a beautiful love song. Mm-hmm. Some people probably have it as their wedding song, y'all. So now that y'all know the real lyrics, do you think that they should have just changed the lyrics because people misunderstood her accent?
No.
I think so. That might be the reason why a lot of, like, marriages didn't make it, because you, like, anti-blessed the wedding by playing that song at it.
Because it's saying, I won't wait for you.
I won't wait for you.
I won't wait for you.
I won't wait.
They didn't need it. They divorced. Yeah. So.
Gary, you wish divorce on everybody.
No, Brad.
Why do you do that?
I love love.
No, you don't even believe yourself when you said that.
You don't. Every time you talk about somebody, you don't want them to make it.
But divorce is such a beautiful word. D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Divorce.
That was real prolific, Gary. All right, y'all, moving on. Jason Kelce might be big on the football field, but not when it comes to his cuddle time with his wife, Kylie. So during a game of Who's Most Likely Couples Edition, the couple revealed who likes to be the big spoon, and the answer might shock you. Take a look.
Who likes to be the big spoon?
Tanner, hey, okay. Crack, it's men, not you, Gary.
Okay.
Could you let your woman big spoon you? I'm sorry, what is that?
Like when you're in the side position when you're laying down and like that person gets behind you and just kind of koala hugs you from the back.
Oh.
The person from this side.
Yeah. That's supposed to be the guy?
Yeah, well, I mean, like,
a lot of times it winds up being the guy.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, we guys need Kotlin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, sometimes we want to be spooned.
No, that's queening out, honey. I'm sorry. That's queening out, boo.
To get cuddled?
Yeah, if you let your woman do you from the back, you tell her what you like.
Nah, I did not say that. I think cuddled from the back.
That's cute. You may just be laying there, she comes from the back and hugs you. That's cute.
Sometimes we get cold.
Yeah.
Get a spray at them.
And also, sometimes you're not the big spoon. Like, I've dated women taller than me, and so when I cuddle them from the back, I'm just like a jetpack. I'm just like a backpack, because their legs are down here, and I'm like...
Yeah, you are a jetpack.
Move on, yeah.
Well, coming up, honey, John Cena, honey, talks about all the embarrassing moments his junk has had to endure in Hollywood. We'll dish on that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey!
All right, y'all. John Cena is obviously super jacked, but he's had some embarrassing moments being naked. In fact, his sex scene with Amy Schumer in Trainwreck was anything but sexy because of all the crew around. John said there's nothing intimate about it. On top of that, to do a comedic sex scene, they literally said, try to have the most awkward sex you possibly can. But as crazy as that was, his appearance at the Oscars was even worse.
Yes.
He thought he'd be nude with just a cute card to cover his junk there, but he said, it's Disney, so they gotta put tape on my butt crack and stuff. That was even more embarrassing. Which one sounds worse to you guys? Butt crack,
the tape? The hair on the butt crack, because he strikes me as having some hair on his butt crack. So it probably hurt.
That would be the easy part.
Having to walk with tape on your... Gary, you know what it's like to have tape.
Yeah, the butt crack would be the best part for me.
Oh, I mean, okay.
The tape?
Yeah, because you tell them that's out of limits, Till.
Yeah. But see, on a closed set, it's like, you know, you can kind of control the narrative a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, that was on live national television.
And you had to walk.
In front of a live studio audience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a lot of eyes.
Look at his body. I mean, who would not?
Who would not what?
Want to walk out looking like that. Oh
He's in great shape. There's no doubt about it.
He could have played the Terminator if he wanted to.
All right, y'all. It's time for a...
Dish Debate!
Okay, a 20-year-old woman shared on Reddit that she re-wore her own wedding dress to someone else's wedding. But the dress was dark blue sequins, so it didn't look like a wedding dress. The bride, who she called Sierra, chose dark blue for her wedding color scheme, so she decided to recycle the dress since she didn't have any money to buy something new. She had also worn it to other events since it's her only, like, fancy dress.
Okay.
However, Sierra, who was getting married, recognized the dress from the previous wedding and went ballistic in front of everybody, yelling and accusing her friend of upstaging her by wearing a wedding dress. So who was in the wrong, y'all? The bride or the one in the sequins dress?
I'm gonna go with the friend.
Really?
Yeah, because, like, this doesn't really look like a wedding dress. It's like she about to go perform on Star Search.
Yeah.
But not just dress. If that was the dress, she had a big slit in the wedding dress.
Didn't have
slit
on the side
and the shoulder all out and stuff like that. And then the dress probably was dirty because she didn't wear to many other events.
I'm sure she took it to the cleaners at least once.
It's scary.
I want to see how she flipped that for a funeral.
Oh.
Guess what? We got another
Dish Debate.
All right, now, Fatima and Alcine, because this is a lot, all right? Woo. A 36-year-old woman is divorced to her husband of 7 years, okay? And leaving him with their 2-year-old kid after finding out the kid is not biologically hers, all right? Okay. Now, after 4 years of trying to get pregnant, her college friend offered to be her surrogate, which would have saved them a lot of money since it's so expensive to go through the system, and we need shortcuts, right? So after 3 IVF sessions, the surrogate got pregnant and had the baby, but let's cut to present day. Due to the kid's blood type, they found out the man was the father, but the wife was not the mother. Then her husband admitted he had an affair with the surrogate, and the baby was conceived naturally, as it should be.
This is trifling.
Okay, hold on.
Morby was still
wait, did so the baby, wait. did the boy go to school at the same college? Because it's college friends with the mother.
It's possible.
Does that mean they were smashing back then already?
Oh. Yes.
Her college friend volunteered to get that one more time.
Yeah.
That's what she volunteered to do.
Yeah.
I speak fluent dirtbag. I'm pretty sure that the husband recommended the friend to be the surrogate because they were probably already smashing.
Wow.
So that would actually kind of give him a plausible deniability just in case, you know, something came out later.
Well, up next, honey, Tori Spelling says that she's a lazy mom. Find out why right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
Well, y'all, Tori Spelling may be a proud mother of five. However, she has no problem admitting to being a lazy mother of five. So much that she has found a hack to getting her 7-year-old son, Bo, ready for school in the morning. Listen to this, y'all. Tori said, I've gotten so lazy with my youngest one because there's so many that at night I put him in his clothes for the next day and convinced him that it's cool to do that. Tori said by getting him dressed at night, they both get to sleep in a little longer in the morning. So what y'all think about this? Is this lazy? Are we impressed? Or are we like, hell no, and concerned?
I'm not even mad at it.
You know what I mean?
Yo, man, because kids are difficult.
And they might sweat at night.
Might pee in the bed or something.
At 7, if your kids still pee in the bed, we got some different situations to talk about.
They might whack it.
At 7? These kids are advanced.
They are advanced.
Yeah. However, you know, like, in my dynamic, there's one child who I have to check on because, like, you'll be like, wake up, it's time for school. It'll be like, all right, you come back 15 minutes later, different position in the bed, but still not ready. You know what I mean?
Right, okay.
So I can understand that pre-prep the night before thing. I can help you get out the door early.
Yeah, that's cute. I like that.
I could see you taking your shower at night and having your clothes laid out. Just have them ready so you can just grab them and put them on.
Put your clothes out. That's what most people do. They lay them out.
They're going to be all wrinkled.
I'm sure they've tried that mode, right?
Laying the clothes out and they still...
Yeah, but it gets to a point to where... just imagine putting some clothes on a dead body. That is how it feels sometimes, trying to dress my, like, you know, lifeless kids in the morning. Maybe, you know, try to get them together.
Maybe even a dead body that's trying not to get clothes put on it. Yeah.
You know, like that doll whose legs don't bend that way. You know what I'm saying? You trying to get it all popping. All right, well, moving on. It won't be long before there's a biopic in the works honoring our girl Brandy. And apparently when it comes to who she wants to play her, she already has somebody in mind. Check it out.
Who would I cast to play me in a movie about my life? There's a few people that come to mind, but off the top of the dome, Halle Bailey.
Oh. Okay, so what y'all think? You see Halle Bailey playing her in a biopic?
I can absolutely see this. Yeah.
I think she should have chosen Lil Mama too. She's still youthful looking and young. So
she looks more like Brandy than her.
I see it.
Lil Mama?
Lil Mama can do like Bow Wow. That was the rumor for a while. You never saw them in the same place.
Oh, really?
But, you know, and the crazy thing, until I saw them side by side, I didn't really know who to put in it. Because, like, Brandy has such, like, you know, very, like, you know, eclectic features. You know what I mean? There's not too many people walking around with that level of beauty. And Chloe kind of got the eyes. You throw some bangs on her.
Yo, bangs?
I think she could do it. Totally. Yeah.
And she can sing.
And she can sing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At least they got it kind of close to you. Remember when Aretha Franklin wanted Halle Berry to play her? So at least they kind of get her. Similar looking.
You said Aretha Franklin?
She said she wanted Halle Berry to play.
I remember that. See, people always think about older Aretha Franklin.
Right.
When she was younger, she was kind of a smoking gun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How you could have did that?
If they made a biopic about you, do you know who you'd want?
I don't know. Probably Headcracker to play the older me.
Older you? Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Play me right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know who would do it younger. Who probably would have? I don't know.
Right. Okay.
Next, guess why White Lotus star Aubrey Plaza hasn't watched her own show, That Tea, after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. All right, y'all. White Lotus star Aubrey Plaza may have starred in the hit show, but that doesn't mean she's seen a dang minute. Check out why Aubrey has yet to see her show.
To be honest, I had trouble opening my HBO Max account when I was trying to watch it originally. I couldn't figure out the password, and I usually just give up when I can't figure out the passwords. I just can't handle things like that. I'd love a DVD, but they don't send DVD sets anymore.
Girl.
Brad, do you believe her? And obviously everyone has a hard time remembering all their passwords.
Yes.
Unless, I don't believe this, because you want to see your work. You want to see what it looks like. Unless she's already watched like a lot of so much playbacks of her work. Mm. You want to see what they've done. You want to see the edits. You want to see how you look, what angles. I don't believe her.
There's a large pocket of people who don't like watching the stuff that they've done. You know what I mean?
That. And I don't remember passwords neither, honey. I was trying to look. I told you I was trying to use Netflix the other day. I'm like, that was too much. I'm like, you got to put this and hit it in.
That's called a quitter. And like, well, why give up? If you want to watch something, you tried it on what'd she say, HBO Max?
Yeah. Or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like,
it's too much.
But there's a list in your phone where you can put all your things.
I don't know how to put that, but I'm learning.
We could,
you
still have
that.
A droid that's, I don't know if there's one in there.
Gary's one of those guys with the green texts.
To mess up the threads.
Mm. Whatever that means. Anyway, well, that's all, honey, for today, honey. So good night, goodbye, y'all have a good day. See you next time, bye.
Gary, the green iPhone, text, please.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.